Hello, everyone. Welcome to Developing Palettes. I am Aaron Loomis. With me, as always, is June Liu. How you doing, June?
Good man.
So today we are talking about the Punch Gran Puro Nicaragua Toro. The cigar is more of a Toro Extra, 6-inch by 54 ring gauge. Comes out of the Hatsa factory in Honduras. Wrapper is Connecticut broadleaf, and the binder and filler are both from Nicaragua. The blender is undisclosed on this, but the price point is $6.49. And the cigar was released in February of 2017. So with that out of the way, June, what was your smoking experience like?
It was overall, I think that it was a pretty average slash mundane-ish kind of an experience. It was kind of like one of those like one hit wonders kind of a thing, like not one wonder, like one note wonders kind of a thing. So dry earth minerals, a little bit of some pepper coming through. When you retrohale it, it as expected, it kind of sharpens and then it deepens the flavors, which is probably my favorite part of the cigar in that case. I got more white pepper out of it, got some more, got a little bit of snow fruits here and there, some nuttiness, finish, lingering dry wood, strength and body. For the most part, medium. I mean, it kind of went through to like the medium full kind of phase at one point towards the end, but for the most part, medium full. In terms of the performance of the cigar, I rated the burn to be good. Uneven burn, a couple of touch-ups were the main downfalls of the cigar. But overall, I thought it the cigar burned pretty cool. It never heated up for me. On the draw, I rated that perfect. It struck that perfect balance between like airflow and resistance and all good in that sense.
Yeah, for me, it was earthiness, cocoa, cream. The first third, second third, added a little bit of woodiness and baking spice. Later, had a little bit of bitterness and char that were present. In the final third, a little bit less complex, just kind of charred wood, cream, and baking spice. Strength was right at medium, kind of through the first two thirds, and then bumped up to be slightly above medium in that final third. The burn was fantastic on my sample. Really nice burn line. Actually held on 1.5 increments. Not really any complaints in regards to that. Draw was just a little bit tighter than I prefer. Didn't have any, effect on the smoking experience, but just a preference issue there. So overall, what are your thoughts on the cigar?
Kind of what I kind of talked about already. I thought it was an average tasting experience. Mainly earth forward, some spices in there. But there wasn't much. And with that, I feel like it wasn't as complex and flavorful as I like to have it to be. I kind of feel like if the cigar added some sweetness or more sweetness and bigger spice, I think it'll make it shine a lot more. So maybe I need to try one that's thinner ring gauge to see that to hopefully find a more intensified version of this that I had.
Yeah, I thought the first third was the best. I mean, there was that earthiness cocoa that were in there that were really nice. But then after that, it was just kind of a pretty standard profile the rest of the way. Construction is fantastic. So that, it helps that you don't have to focus on any of that kind of stuff. You can just focus on the flavors. Price point doesn't factor into our scores, but the price point on the cigar is fantastic, $6.49 for Toro. I mean, the flavor profile is pretty consistent. So I think if you try this cigar and you think that you like it, this is probably a pretty good daily smoke cigar for someone that's looking for something in that kind of a price range. I have no problem smoking more of these, but I probably wouldn't, go chase them down, anything like that. If it was around, somebody handed it to me, or it was just kind of something that was available, and I just was thinking about what I wanted to smoke, and I grabbed it. I wouldn't have a problem smoking it. So, in regards to the scores, I give it a 5.95. You gave it a 5.90. How do you think that matches up with your experience?
Much as well. I mean, average taste experience, really good construction, which is what namely that the upper fives represent. So.
Yeah, it's the same boat. I mean, we scored the flavors the same, just differently in the thirds, but I had a little bit a slightly better construction than you, so that was really the only difference in our scoring there. So yeah, I mean, flavor is fine. You're gonna get, probably get the best experience out of the first third, although I think you said you like the second third better, but you'll find something in one of the thirds that you'll probably like more than the rest of them, and then you know you really don't have to worry about construction that much. So it's worthwhile. Like I said, it's a good value cigar. So it'll do well in regards to value. Any other final thoughts from you on this?
No.
Okay. Well, if you're just catching this video on YouTube, be sure to subscribe to us, but also check out the full written review on the website, developingpalates.com. Be sure to follow us on the social media channels, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and Google+. And you can catch all of our review recaps on podcasts, so iTunes, Google Play, and Podbean. Thank you for tuning in, and we will catch you on the next one.